Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to be back with you guys today for another episode.
Woo! This episode is definitely different for us. We are recording 1,000 miles away from each other. How cute.
That is, it's like basically almost exactly 1,000 miles. So cheers.
Yeah, to that. We looked it up on Find My Friends to be legit.
And it's so different.
Yeah, so.
I feel like it's so different because we're still getting used to this format, you guys. This is so different for us because normally we sit in Danielle's living room and record it together, but yeah. now we're legit gals on the go.
Yeah, so hopefully it's still good for you guys.
And this is going to be like our little intro to this podcast because we actually recorded like the bulk of it while we were still in Athens together, and it's going to be all about tips on how to be productive this summer.
Yeah, because we have so much time in the summer, why not be productive while doing it?
And good ways to spend it. I've had so many summers that I've just like wasted away by doing nothing. So I feel like these are actual like legitimate tips that you could use if you're a student or doing anything where you have like summers off, because that's a good way to spend your summer. Let's get it.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen Dole-crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends. Like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part, they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut, so all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. Yeah, so, but of course, it's not a Gals on the Go episode if we don't talk about our highlights and lowlights and our current favorites and all that jazz. So, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's start. Highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
So, my lowlight was very obvious. I think it's similar to yours, Danielle. It was, like, definitely leaving Athens, but except that mine was, like, for real, like,
yeah,
graduation. And I was not expecting to get as emotional as I did. I actually did vlog it, and I was, like, just so, so sad leaving. It's so surreal, because I was, like, I'm not going to get sad. Like, you know, I'm not, these people, no one's dying. Like, it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying goodbye to everybody. But then we all just kind of start, I see one person cry, and then I'm crying, too. So,
yeah.
It's just sad because I don't know when I'm going to see my friends again. So I think that comes with graduating college, which is like, it's so weird because it's like my high and my low. So I just have like such extreme mixed feelings about it. But leaving my friends is really hard, especially because I'll be literally like we are, Danielle, like 1,000 miles plus away from them living in Boston. So it's just like weird feelings. So that's by far my low light.
Oh, yeah, I know. You sent me a little crying Snapchat, and I was like, aww. Oh, I'm so sad. That is really hard. I mean, it's literally, like, you lived there for 4 years, and, like, that's what you knew.
Exactly. It's going to be just, like, such a big change. Like, even when I was, like, driving out, I was like, I don't know when the next time I'm going to, like, see these roads. Like, it's just, it's so different than being in college. You're like, oh, I'm coming back here next year. Like, see you after the summer's over. It's like, but this was like a true goodbye. So it was very, very sad to say goodbye to my friends that way. But
the good thing is a lot of your friends are still going to be in one state, right? Yes. Most of them are going to be in Georgia, at least.
No, you're sorry. So you a know lot of them to find are, them. Yeah. No, a lot of them are even continuing education. So I'm definitely going to come back to Athens in the fall. So catch me there. See you there.
Oh, I'm so hyped for that. A good time.
I want to come back for your birthday.
I know. I'm trying to make my birthday kind of lit. So I don't know if we're either going to go somewhere for my birthday or I'm just going to do a big Athens weekend. Updates to come. But I'm turning 21. Got to make it fun. That rhymed.
What's your low light?
So I couldn't really think of one because, I don't know, I was filming a video earlier and I was like, I really can't complain right now. Life is pretty great. I guess my one low light is the one thing about summer after high school is yes, a lot of my friends are coming back home, but a lot of my friends are traveling abroad or studying or doing an internship and stuff. And so it definitely feels a little bit different being back from college because not everyone's in the same place anymore. So it's like some days tomorrow I have plans with my friends, but like this last few days I've been home just kind of with my family, which has been nice. But it's just like a different kind of feeling. So I'm trying to get used to the whole, like, I don't always, like, in college, you literally, there's people all the time that want to hang out, whereas when you're home for the summer, it's a little different.
Yeah, completely understandable. But I feel like you have a busy summer coming up, so, like, it will get a little more lit with the weeks to come. Opinions?
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's the thing. Like, that was just me scrounging up a little late. Like, honestly, I like my alone time, but it was the one thing I did. I was like, wow, like, none of my friends are home yet, you know? But they're about to all be home. My friends from college are coming next week. Brooke and I are going to Greece. Like, good times ahead.
So exciting. Yeah. Your friends from college are all coming. When are they coming? Middle of next week?
They're coming next Monday to Friday. So
oh my gosh.
5 days.
Wait, that's so soon. That's so exciting.
I know, it's so soon. I'm like trying to, that's why I'm like trying to clean out my room and like get ready. Like, I have 8 people coming. We don't even have that many beds. Like, we're really trying to figure this all out. I didn't think they all would actually want to come.
That's so exciting. I didn't know that. Oh, I'm jealous.
Well, it'll be a good time. No, but you need to hang out at home your last few weeks with all your pals and all that before you head to the big leagues.
Ah! The big leagues.
No, for real, though. It's so exciting.
I saw this post today. It was like, in adulthood, like, an extreme sport is considered, like, if you have time after work to, like, work out and clean and cook. I was like, oh, great. Can't wait to have, like, literally no free time. Like, it's actually so true, though. Like, imagine working your whole day, 9 to 5, and then coming home, working out, and then, like, chefing up, like, a large meal. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. And then if you're, like...
No, that's a lot to do.
Especially if you have, like a side hustle or something like that that you know, want to work on after work. Like, I obviously do, like, YouTube and podcasting and all this stuff. Yeah. So it's, like, I don't know how I'll have time for it all. Updates to come.
I think the good thing about your side hustle is you actually enjoy it. Especially podcasting. It's, like, it's just, like, hanging out and talking, which is easy. And then filming, you can vlog, you can do Week in My Life, stuff like that. And people live for that stuff. So
yeah.
And you have the weekends. I have a feeling you're going to, like, really enjoy your weekends.
Yeah. No, you're so right. You're so right. Especially in the beginning of work when it's, like, all training and stuff. I'm probably going to be living for the weekend. So, great.
Yeah.
But I have a lot. So, I guess that kind of brings me to my highlight where it's, like, I am excited for the future. Like Danielle said, we have a very exciting summer coming up with Greece in a few weeks. So, I'm very excited to be going with EF Ultimate Break. That will be so, so fun. Have you noticed, Danielle, people have been posting in our, like, Facebook group for the trip? I'm so excited.
Yes. I can't wait to, like, make a ton of friends. It's going to be really fun.
I know. It will be, like, the perfect post-grad, and obviously doing it with Danielle is so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, worried for us. My hairstylist today was telling me that Mykonos is, like, the new Ibiza or Ibiza.
Ooh. So. Oh, shoot. We're going to have fun then. Okay.
I know.
I am excited. That'll be a really good time. And just other exciting summer things. But I feel like these next, like, week and a half is really dedicated to, like, getting my life in order. Like, we literally moved a moving truck of my stuff from Athens, Georgia, up here. So I just have so much stuff to go through and, like, shopping and expenses and stuff with moving. Like I said to Danielle, actually, before we hit record, is I'm not getting up to Boston to see my future apartment until next week. So I just have a lot to do virtually in terms of, like, planning and shopping and stuff. It's going to be, like, kind of like a little bit of a rush. But that's okay. I mean, you know, adulting. At least I have a little bit of summer. I have some friends that are starting their real jobs in, like, a week or 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, at least I have, like, a little bit more time than that.
Really? Oh, my gosh. When does Maddie start?
She starts early June, like June 3rd or 2nd or one of the, like, right before.
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah. And then I have other friends from home that start in May. I'm like, okay, good luck.
Okay. Wow, you, like, legit don't get a summer. That's crazy.
I know. It's just, you don't get to pick. That's the thing. It's not like you could, like, I asked. I was like, can I get a little more of a summer? And they were like, it's either you accept this job or you don't, you know? So you don't, there's no choice.
I know. Wow. That's, like, kind of crazy to think about.
It is. It is. But it's all good. What about you? Highlights?
My highlight would be just happy to be home, getting back into a routine. I know I was just saying, like, oh, there's no one here, but all my friends are getting in. They got in last night and today, so I'll be seeing them soon.
Yay.
But honestly, I've been going to spin every other day, and you guys know how happy I am about that, and it's just been so good, and I've been seeing so many of my friends from, like, high school that, like, I don't really see. Like, I'll see them at, like, just out and about, and it's, like, fun to be home, and just, like, I don't know. It's just, like, getting back into a routine. We've been going on the boat, the pool. Like, living in Florida definitely is fun over the summer. So
Camp Tampa, baby. I feel like you
Camp Tampa. That's where I go. Camp Tampa. But SoulCycle is opening in Tampa next month, so catch me there too.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I'm really excited. I know. We don't deserve it. We got a dry bar, we got a SoulCycle. I mean, we're just getting all my fave spots.
That area of Tampa is the cutest. What, Hyde Park? Mm-hmm. So it's called. I'm obsessed.
Hyde Park. It's such a place for like people your age right out of college that they're moving. It's definitely expensive, but like I'd live there after college maybe. It's a cool area.
Is that like where you work too? Like, if you work, do you work in Hyde Park or you work like in the city? How does that work?
Nah, you still work in like downtown Tampa. Usually that's where a lot of like the big businesses are. If you work in Hyde Park, it's like at a boutique, you know.
So. Oh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Well, there are a lot of offices in South Tampa too, so yeah, but it's cute.
You should, like, split your time in your adult life. You should have a place in Florida and a place in New York. I feel like that's so you. Like,
it does. I know. I used to never say that, but now I'm, like, kind of obsessed with Tampa. Tampa's becoming cooler. I don't know. And I don't know. Part of me, like, I still want to go. Like, you thought you were going to New York after college. Where you're going to Boston. Like, I have a feeling something like that might happen to me. I don't really know. But I could see myself raising a family in, like, a metro suburban place, if that makes sense, like Charlotte, or I'd honestly live in like Atlanta maybe, or Tampa.
Like outside of Atlanta. Yeah
just like to kind of be near a city. I mean, I love New York City, but I just know I have a feeling that I don't know, whoever I marry might not want to do that, you know. It's just it's a big agreement.
No, I totally get it. I do get it.
I don't know, I just have to have an open mind.
I think that's, like, such a theme in, like, our lives these days, is you can't plan everything. And it's so easy to be like, I'm doing this. And it's like, keep your options open.
Yeah. Well, Brooke, so your highlights, obviously, like, yay, life, you graduated. Like, you didn't talk about graduation. Like, I want to hear about it. Was it fun? Was it cool? You got front row?
Yeah, we did get front. This was not, like, someone asked me if I paid for it. I think one of my friends from home, they're like, did you pay for it? I was like, what are you talking about? No.
No.
We just got lucky and, like, lined up, like, right away. Well, my friends did, and then we met up with them, actually. So Maddie and I hopped in the line.
Love it.
Yeah, so it's kind of random seating.
I didn't know that. I thought you were, like, it was alphabetical, but I guess they're just like, eh, whatever. That's cool. You got to sit with your friends.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was alphabetical, too. It was technically you are supposed to sit with your major, but no one actually does that. Or not your major, your, like, school. So, like, some people do that, but, like, I was in the Terry section, and I would say there's more people that weren't in Terry that were. You know what I mean? Like, it was just totally random. And yeah, you get random seating, and then so it's split into two. You do like your small, like your individual college graduation, which is really nice. They call your name at that one. Yeah, but it takes like 5 years to call everyone's name, I'm sure, as you can imagine, because even the small, going to a big school, even the smaller schools have a million names to list, like a couple thousand at least. So so they called my name and we skirted out of there and went to go get lunch, and it was so nice. My mom, my dad, my grandma were there. It was just a really, really nice graduation. And the ceremony itself, we had oh my gosh, what's her last name? We had this woman, Deborah. I cannot think of her last name right now.
Like, as the speaker?
Yes. She graduated from Georgia, and she was such a great speaker, like a really great message. And I really, really enjoyed it. Deborah Roberts, that's what her last name is. Yeah, she graduated from Georgia, from Grady, actually, and she gave her a little speech to everybody, and it was so nice, and the student speaker was so good. Actually, the student speaker, I think his name is Josh, he listens to the podcast, so shout out to Josh.
What?
he messaged me on Twitter. No. Yeah, isn't that so sweet?
Wait, that's actually so dope. Shout out Josh.
Yeah, he did such a good job. Graduation was fun. It literally feels surreal. Like, it didn't feel like it was my graduation, you know?
Yeah, when I was seeing all the Snapchats and posts, I was like, whoa, like, she's legit. Like, the fireworks, I got the chills, because when you were telling me about how, you know, like, when you get accepted, you see the fireworks on your email. Like, it really is full circle.
And it was, like, a legit fireworks show. I thought that they, like, burst out, like, two fireworks, and it's like, yay.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a 5-minute production. You know what I mean?
Did they play music when you you, but didn't you all do it at different times based off of your school? Like where you flip your tassel?
Yes. So you would stand up. They'd be like, oh, the Terry School of Business. Like, and then everybody stands and then you sit down and then like, oh, Grady, you know, facts, whatever it is. So it was very well done. I liked it in that sense. And it was cool that like everyone recorded me like flipping my tassel. That was the sad part, I guess. And then the very end when you're when you're like walking out and they like turn all the lights on, it's like, oh, it's like it's really over. Like, that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Did you walk under the arch?
I did. That was we did that on Sunday, actually, as I was leaving because we ran out of there and went to go get food because we're hungry, of course.
Hungry gals.
So on Sunday we went and got walked.
Oh, Mama's Boy, right? Or no?
That was on Saturday morning. Yes, we did. But on on Sunday, as we were heading out of Athens, I was like, oh, I never walked under the arch. I did. But I was hysterical crying. That's actually in my vlog.
I can't wait to watch.
I literally couldn't stop crying at that point because I had just said bye to my friends. So, like, on the way out, we went. You know what I mean?
That's so hard. Oh, yeah, God.
It was quite depressing. But it's all good. You know, I have to look at it in the positive. Like, no one – like, it's not like my friends are dying. Like, I'm going to see them again.
No.
It's just – it feels
it's just
like
it's normal.
Yeah, it just feels like it's the end. I think, yeah, it just hits you in a weird way. Everybody's, like, processes it differently, and I think I was just, like, very emotional then. And then we were listening to sad music on the immediate way out. Like, Dan and Shay Tequila. I was like, I'm, like, hysterical tequila. Literally, I was like, tears.
So you and your mom drove, and then your dad drove behind you guys? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Where'd your grandma go? Did she, like, how did she leave?
Yeah, she left on Saturday, actually. She took a groom to the airport and went back to Maine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The cool thing about my grandma is she has a place in Maine and a place in Florida, and Maine is so close to Boston that I'll be able to go up there all the time and see her, which is so lovely. I'm very excited about that.
That is so lovely. Just love your grandma, too. So
I do. Just good. a little taste of home, you know? So that's exciting. Aww. Yeah. So it feels weird, but I really have been thinking about it like that. And then I met a few other UJ people that are going to Boston. I'm just like, you know, like, I think I'm making the really right choice by going back up to the North and, like, doing the whole bit because, like,
yeah.
I loved my time in the South and I really, like, had a great time. But I think it's my, like, calling to be back up here. So I feel like I'm making the right choice.
No, for sure. Oh, you are. Like, I would never, ever expect you to stay in the South after college. Like, literally never.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course.
Was it sad for you saying bye to everybody?
So actually, it was kind of funny. We had plans, all of us, to get lunch with all of our moms on Thursday when they were all moving out. I was leaving on Friday morning. And they ended up finishing packing, like, really early. And their moms were, like, kind of just ready to go eat then. And my mom and I were just waking up and we had to pack. And we were kind of, like, in our grind. And so I actually didn't really say goodbye to, like, Delaney or anybody. But I'm seeing them next week. So we're all like, yeah, it's fine. The thing with goodbyes is, like, for yours it was different. But, like, I didn't say goodbye to any of my hallmates, really. I said goodbye to Daily. It's just, like, what's the difference between not saying goodbye and, like, just seeing each other in a couple months and, like, just talk? It's like, kind of, like, weird. I don't know.
It's not like, goodbye. It's see you later.
Yeah. The only goodbye that was hard was obviously my boyfriend. That was kind of rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
I did cry.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. I knew I was going to. I told him. He was like, don't cry. I was like, you should be worried if I don't cry.
Yeah.
So.
I've only seen you cry a few times, though. I'm trying to think if I've even ever really seen you, like, bawl. I guess you are a pretty emotional person, though.
I cry a lot, but I guess there's no reason for me to be crying. Like, there's never – I guess everyone says that. I've never really seen you cry, and I just feel like I cry all the time. But I really don't.
You probably – don't you cry at, like, sad movies and, like, songs and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, my God. If you came to the movies with me, like, guaranteed.
Guaranteed
no matter
cry.
The genre. Yeah, no, for sure. Guaranteed cry. But, yeah, that's true. I don't really know.
But, so Should we pop into the current favorites then? With that being said,
let's do it.
Gotta get more positive here. That's
yeah,
so depressing. Okay, here we go.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
So current favorites. Danielle and I, every week we like look around and we're like, okay, what's the current favorite of my life?
We literally do every time.
It's just so, it's so much easier to like look around and be like, okay, what's like a tangible thing or intangible that I've been like using or like reaching for?
Yeah.
And for me, I definitely have to say recently, because I just got back home and I fell in love again with my sheet set at home. It's from Overstock.com and it's it's and it's a satiny like sheet set. And I just realized how much I love sleeping in sheets that are like a satiny material. If that makes, does that even make sense? They're not silk by any means. They were like literally $15. They're just soft. Yeah, but yeah, it's just like comfy in a way that it's like I like slip around in them versus like typical sheet material.
Yeah. It's just the way you said it. You're like, I just fell in love again with my sheets.
I did. Okay. And they're not even like fancy. Yeah. It's just like that I just like, but they're like only my sheets at home though. Like for some reason I won't do them anywhere else except for home because they give me that feeling of like being at home. You know what I mean? Is that weird?
No, yeah. That's how I feel about my bed at home too. It's just something about it.
I mean, I love my bed at home too, but I actually do love my bed at school because I have like the best mattress ever. I have good beds all around.
I know, you're good about that.
I'm good about having a good mattress.
And I need to work on that. I like so many of my friends like have like mattress pads and like they have this whole like rig for their bed and I just
a rig.
Don't do that. I like, well, my comfiest bed I've ever slept in is honestly my freshman year dorm bed. Like, dang, like those mattress pads really change things. But I feel like people don't get mattress pads as much for like full size beds or queen size. And I have a full, and I think I might this year just for better sleep, you know? Why not?
Yeah, I totally get that. Also, it's so annoying at school with the full beds situation because now I have like a full bed and I'm going into adult life with a full bed because I've just had that all throughout college. And that's like, I don't know. Like, I just wish I had a queen. So I'm annoyed.
But it's okay. You are a queen. Queen.
Queen. I love you. Slay.
I've had a full bed my whole life, actually, too. So I feel
that. Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, my room here is small. My room at my dad's house has a queen. I need to sleep there more. It's such a comfy bed.
Queen.
Oh, queen. Well, here I go getting sappy again. Not really. But my current favorite is so there's this brand called Homesick Candles. I think they're so cool. And they smell like a ton of different cities or college towns. And they have an Athens one. And it's like their college town limited edition one. And I bought it for myself over Christmas, actually. And I actually got one for Brooke, too. And just leave it at home. And I burn it when I'm at home. And it just smells so good. I can't say, oh, my God, it smells like Athens. But it's just like a really aesthetically pleasing candle. And it's lasted me a very long time. And it just smells good. So that's my favorite.
I love it too. Danielle, that was the best gift ever. So thoughtful. Aww. Yeah. And it smells so good. And I can attest that it burns a long time. You're so right.
Yeah, it does. Like, I'm looking at it. It's not even halfway done yet. I feel like I burned it a lot over winter break too, but could be wrong. I don't know.
Also, I've done some research and I promote it. Well, not promote it, but I like talked about Bath & Body Works candles in a video of mine. And people commented saying that they changed the like formula of it so it burns faster. Just so you know, I'm not losing my mind. I said that to you once. So it's like companies.
Savage.
I know. Like you could change it. I guess you could like make it more. That makes sense. You could probably like, you know, weaken the ingredients. Because, you know, like expensive candles typically don't like burn as fast. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, I wish Bath & Body Works would change to soy candles, though. Because, like, this is soy, and apparently it's just a lot better for you to, like, breathe in and everything. But I still love Bath & Body Works candles.
Totally. Yeah, good stuff.
Totally.
Totally.
Totally, bruh.
I actually don't even know how long our clip is of us talking about our productive summer, but this was kind of a lengthier intro. We're honestly catching up as we do this because it's been like a week since we've hung out.
I love this. This is like we literally have to catch up every week. I can't wait. You're stuck with me, Brooke.
I know. We're forced. I'm kidding. I love it.
It's forced. No, I know. It baffles my mind how people are like, are you guys going to keep the podcast going? Oh, we're just getting started. Like we would not have started this if we didn't think we'd keep going.
Exactly. And if you are an avid listener of our podcast, we were just talking about this. We would love it if you guys could give us a rating and review on iTunes.
Please.
It helps more than you know, and it helps us, you know, get in the charts and everything. Obviously, we do this like super organically, but now we're with Podcast One. So it just like really helps you show your support for the show, I guess. And we love seeing what you guys have to say. It's so fun.
Yeah. For sure. Also, let us know. I haven't talked to Brooke about this yet. If you guys want us, since I'm watching The Bachelorette and so is Brooke, if you guys want us to do talk about our opinions at the end of the episodes every now and then, let us know if you guys would want that.
I'm so down. So just say the word and I'm game.
I mean, we can do it at the end of this episode. I just don't want to do it until we talk about everything else because I hate when podcasts ruin things for me before I've watched it, you know?
No, I totally get
that. So do you want to talk about it in the outro?
Yeah, we could go ahead and do that. We'll do a little sneak peek of what that would look like in this episode. And if you guys want us to continue, we can.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll be after the meat of this podcast. So we're going to get into tips on how to be productive in the summer. And then stay tuned after to we can just chat a little bit about the first episode of The Bachelorette.
Woo! Enjoy.
So today we are talking all about how to be productive in the summer.
Woot, woot! Because we're gals on the go, we can't just chill. We're always having to be doing something, don't we?
Yeah, well, I think the worst thing is like when you realize that you wasted a large amount of time.
It is so much time.
Whether it be, like I've had that happen where it's like a month of my life goes by and I'm like, what did I do May of, you know, I don't know. No, I like don't. I'll like, look back and I'll be chill? Like, early... It always happens to me over the summer or like winter break or something when I have like a period of lag time and I don't properly have a plan for how I'm going to spend it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree completely. You know? Like everyone's different, obviously. Like, but I feel like people that are listening to this kind of want a little structure to their summer. I think it's nice because then you get more done. Not only get more done, but you just have more fun.
We like love that. No, actually, it's so true. I think that obviously you like living in the moment is so important. But you do have to have somewhat of an idea of how you're going to, you know, spend this massive amount of time in your life. And I think the scariest part is, for me at least, I'm having this realization now that, like, I'm done with summers. Like, I'm not going to have, I will quite literally be having no more summers in my life. So that's why I'm like, I want to preach to everyone to use it wisely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think summer is also a really good time to work on a side hustle if you have one or you're wanting to start one. Like, I have friends that want to start an Etsy shop. I'm like, this summer is perfect time for you. Or, like, last summer, I took 2 online summer classes to kind of get some credits in. That's something you can do. Or to travel a lot or to work on your health and fitness grind. Like, there's so many different routes
you can take. So many different routes, yeah.
So that's why people are like, I want to start a YouTube channel or whatever. I'm like, take your summer, like use it as your side hustle time because you don't have to be dedicating your time towards school. I mean, you might have a job outside of that, but if you're just like a student that just has a summer to their own, like here are some tips for you.
This is definitely going to be efficient ways to spend your time. So yeah. Let's hit it.
Let's hit it, baby. So my first tip is to still wake up at a reasonable hour every day. I'm not saying you have to wake up at 9 a.m. absolutely every day. It works for some people. Some people are really routinely. I just know that, I mean, there's days that I know I'm going to be home for the summer and just be like, okay, like, I'm going to go to bed late, just have myself a night, like, with my friends, sleep over, whatever, wake up whenever I want. But when it's like, I kind of still do, like, my summer, like, the weekdays. Do you do that? Like, you use weekends, like...
I know what you're saying. Like, yeah. It's been a while since I've had, I guess winter break was kind of
like not like completely, but Monday through Friday, you're kind of more like,
I get that. I get that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that that's where it comes into play with like us having a quote, quote, like job, even not having a job because we have something, we have a reason to get up, a reason to do things. We have deadlines we have to meet. We have, so not like assignments, but it kind of is like things you have to turn in basically. So yeah, that's what I think. That's why I think having some sort of responsibility like that insinuates that you kind of have to have a routine in a way.
And I think waking up somewhat early in the day is nice because then like my parents are up and you can hang out with them before they go off and do their thing or whatever it may be. And you just have so much time in the day to really enjoy life, you know?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of waking. I know it doesn't happen all the time and plans get in the way, obviously, which is, it's so important to live in the moment and like, you know, have fun with your friends. And that might mean like, you know, waking up late in the day and whatnot. But I, like, just for example, today I woke up at like 11:30 and I felt like so behind.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I just felt like I had to like rush to catch up and like, dude, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's definitely sleep is important and stuff, but at the same time, you don't sleep your days away. Like, oh my gosh.
No, I know. And everyone's different though. Some people can sleep till 2 and be like so happy about it. But I feel like both you and I are like, oh, like.
I almost feel guilty. Like, feel
guilty. And it's always like, oh, you shouldn't feel like that way, but sometimes you just do.
And I think it's cool to have like those days that are like that. But when it's every day in the summer, I have friends like that, that literally every day it's like, don't text me until like 1 o'clock. I won't be up. It's like,
it's crazy.
You're missing so much sunlight and I don't know. Like,
it's, I know that I'm like waiting for them to reply. I'm like, bro, wake up.
So somewhat like, it's almost like fixing your sleep schedule before summer because, or like, I guess in the beginning of summer, because if you get on that bad sleep schedule of going to sleep at 3 a.m., you know, waking up at 1.
Yeah, and there's days like that you should just be able to enjoy being a kid, but not every day.
Yeah.
What time do you try and wake up in the summer? Like, what time do you think you're going to, like, wake
up? A realistic wake up time, I think, in the, like, I mean, I'm a big fan of the 8 o'clock hour, but sometimes that's pushing it, so I'd say by 9 is fair.
Yeah, I was going to say 9 or 10.
Yeah, so. Well, even 10's fine, yeah.
10 is kind of pushing it.
Yeah.
But 10's, like, a lazy morning for me.
I just feel so good about myself if I'm, like, up and, like, brush my teeth already downstairs by, like, 8:15 or something. Like, yeah, that, I'm no, like, wow, like, I have so much time.
I know, and I love mornings with my mom, too. I'll wake up and she's drinking her tea. Like, it's a successful morning if I'm up before she finishes her tea.
Oh,
like,
that's cute.
I don't know, because then we just sit and talk, and it's, like, so nice. Like, I don't know, I don't do that a lot during the school year.
I'm really excited to, even though I only have, like, 2 weeks of, like, being at home, I'm kind of excited to have a little routine structure for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting back on the workout
grind. I love when you're at home. You, like, have this
routine. I know, you say.
I always say that. Yeah. I just, you're, like,
I love
so
it. I get to,
element.
Like, snuggle with my dog.
And yeah. Like, it's like, you're just, like, happy in your room. You're, like, in bed. Love life.
Yeah. Like, I love my room at home, too. So, it's, like, my room at home? Yeah, that's it.
My room at home. Love that.
So speaking of places to live.
Hey.
Hey. Do you guys know about apartments.com? Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And apartments.com has the cutting edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all the information and pricing up to date. So you're not wasting your time. And you can visit apartments.com to find your next place to rent. Change your apartment. Change the world. And, okay, so you guys know I'm looking for apartments right now. I have nothing finalized. Completely, like, we had no idea that apartments.com would be reaching out to us for this brand deal.
This is so cool.
And this is the main website that I've been using with my, I mean, I'm literally looking for an apartment, so it just makes sense.
Apartments.com sounds about right. Sounds legit.
And it's really helpful because it gives you, like, it just sorts things in a way that makes sense in terms of everything that you're looking for. It's not just like, here's the building, here's how much it costs. It's like, it gives places like a walking score, and it tells you kind of just exact things that are going to match precisely what you're looking for, which is so important when you're looking for a place to live. So that's definitely why you should check out apartments.com, because it's easy to use, it's simple, seamless, on your terms, has the cutting edge custom search tools that makes it easy to find your perfect match. And it has literally limitless listings. And, oh, it's so updated, too. That's the thing.
That's really convenient.
What, like, when you call a building, then they're like, oh, no, that unit's already been leased out. It's like, okay, then why is it on the website? Like,
I know. That's so dumb. Yeah. Oh, so, that would make me so mad.
So apartments.com keeps it relevant.
I'm so excited to see your apartment that you choose.
Yes.
Woot, woot.
I'm excited, too.
That is so fun.
So definitely go check out apartments.com. And thanks for partnering up with us on the show.
Yeet, yeet.
So being cozy in your space.
I'm excited to be in my room at home for sure. In my room at home.
I've never been to your dad's house.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, only my mom's. Room at my dad's house is so much nicer than my mom's.
Really?
Like, it's just bigger and like so
it's
nice.
More like white, I feel
it's like
right?
Very white, like bohemian, like
you have that chair.
Very clean. Yes, I have this really cool like hanging chair. My dad just works during the day, so I'm like usually at my mom's house. But it is really nice and I want to film more videos there because it's like a cute vibe.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm so excited for your summer videos. You peak.
I do peak. I mean, my most thing I'm excited about is the spin. I have missed. You're like, oh my god, shut up. But like,
no,
we're getting a soul cycle in.
Yeah, it's such a cute
now.
Area.
I know, in Hyde Park. I'm so excited we're getting a soul cycle. And yeah, I think one other thing about like waking up at a reasonable hour is really fun because I'll like. I really love, like, over winter break, I would, like, go to, like, an 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. spin class, and then, like, I drive back home, and I shower, and then I'm ready for the day to, like, do whatever with my family. It's so nice. Like, you just get your workout out of the way, and you feel good.
Yeah, and I feel like you love, like, just, like, driving around windows down, like, that sort of... Yeah, I love it, too. There's something about it.
With country music.
Oh, I think country
music. Or EDM. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I think another big tip that I have in the summer that I cannot stress enough, especially for college students or people who maybe during the year you don't work, is to use this time to make money.
Yeah.
Really establish a side hustle because...
Or a job. Or
yeah.
Working for a family friend.
I know. I think it's really popular to a lot of people, like, go home over the summer and then, you know, pick up a shift at, like, the ice cream shop or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, something to do.
Easy.
But you could also, yeah, nannying, babysitting, all of those, like, little side projects. It's definitely, like, easy ways to make money, too.
Oh, yeah, nannying, babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Also, I mean, I love selling my clothes on Poshmark. It's just so easy. Where I was saying to Danielle, like, take Plato's your clothes to Plato's Closet. You can sell them there, too, and you literally just drop them off and they tell you how much that they'll offer you. Just like
you just have so much more time to just do things, might as well.
I have a really good friend who is very talented at art, and she is like obsessed with making like handmade cards. And I told her, I was like, you need to start a business for this. Like, literally start an Instagram page or an Etsy or something. Like, in the summer is the perfect time. If you're not doing anything anyways, you might as well monetize what you're already doing.
It's so true.
Like, she spends her time, like, her free time making these cards, and they just sit in her house. I'm like, dude, monetize that. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. I think that any sort of, like, I don't know. I think that's so cool. Like, running an Etsy shop is super cool. We have a lot of people in the Gals and Leo Facebook group that have their own Etsy shop. I think it's so commendable. Like, that's so awesome.
I really respect it. And that's so fun because you're just doing something you love and people want to buy your stuff, which I think is really, really cool. Something to kind of stay, you know, on the grind is something I do over the summer. I did over winter break. Is I go to a coffee shop once or twice a week to kind of just, like, check back in. Mm-hmm. I know you love to go to Starbucks or whatever it may be and just kind of sit there, kind of get your life together, like, whether you're working on college applications or job applications.
Networking. You always should be keeping up with the network. I think, that's a really good tip, just, like, sending, like, the check-in emails, making sure that everything's on track for, like, yeah, even prepping early for the next semester or just prepping in general.
And I don't even mean it like a YouTube. I mean, I do it a YouTube way, but, like, I don't, like, I'm not saying that because I do it. Like, I think anyone can benefit from even just once a week going to a coffee shop. Like, my mom and I will ride our bikes over there. She'll sit and do her little emails on her phone.
Literally check your emails.
And it just, you feel good to just get a nice latte for yourself. Sit there. Coffee shop vibes are the best. It puts you in such a good mood for the day. And I don't know, this is kind of going into my next tip. Sorry, I hope that's okay. I took 2 online summer classes last summer, and it was really nice because then I kind of had a routine. So if you're taking online, I kind of wish I was doing some online summer classes this summer because it's a good way to get credits out of the way, and it was
really doable. Your internship though, so you'll be...
Yeah, true.
You'll have like a side hustle, like non-related to your own business.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah.
No, I know, but it's just nice to get credits out of the way.
Oh, you're right.
No, but it was just so manageable because I, like, had a routine. I guess if you're doing online classes, here's a routine idea, is I would, like, every Wednesday go and study and, like, do my assignments for that class, and then every Friday I'd go to a coffee shop and, like, take the online test for it, whatever
it may be. That's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
It just, like, felt good. I don't know. Like, I still like to have a routine of some sort.
That's why I'm a big fan of keeping up with the routine and, like, not sleeping in anyway.
You just feel good. Yeah. You just feel good about yourself.
Even if the routine is as simple as, like, you know, doing outdoor activities or, like, literally, like, sitting outside and, like, soaking up the sunshine. Like, just, like, somewhat of, like, keeping to, like, a schedule of, like, implementing in the workout is really nice. I'm slapping my leg here. I feel like it's nice because your whole day is free, so you can really, like, customize it in whatever way you want over the summer. But I think it is still important to have, like, that priority checklist and, like, keep yourself accountable, you know what I mean? If you said you're going to work out, like, actually do it. You know, make it a priority.
Sign up for a class. That's always helpful.
That's helpful.
Then you get charged.
Or do it with a friend.
Yeah. Also, on the note of friends, it is so easy to, like, not hang out with your friends over the summer.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Because you almost get, like, stuck.
You're like, oh, we have time.
And then the summer slips away. So definitely, yeah.
Like, make plans. Like, still every Sunday night be like, okay, who wants to go to the beach on this day? Who wants to do this that day? Like, I'd say still make plans. Even though it's the summer, I still make plans for sure.
Yeah, I definitely try to keep up with that.
Yeah.
And I think that we're both kind of like the planners of our friend group. So that's probably why we're like that. But
yeah, so take for what you will from this
But
episode.
Actually, though, sometimes it takes you reaching out instead of, like, I don't know. I have so many of those friends that are like, they would rather just sit at home, but I have to be the one to be like, let's go do something.
I know. I have friends that told me, like, I want to hang out. I just don't like reaching out. So I'm always around.
Like,
just let me know.
Yeah, like they feel uncomfortable with it.
Yeah. So, and it's like, you have to remember that. So if you're that friend, don't feel weird about it. Like, just reach out to them.
I think it also makes people feel like really, like, invited and comfortable, even just to get the invite.
Yeah, for sure. And if they can't come, it's fine. Something else I like about the summer is, like, each day is a new adventure. Like, you can literally, like, one day I remember my friends and I were like, let's go kayaking. You know? I mean, I know
it's Florida, like, a Florida thing.
Right? But, like, the next day we're like, let's go to the aquarium. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to the aquarium. Or, like, let's go for a bike ride and just, I don't know, this all sounds really adventurous, but each day you can kind of, like, you don't have school, like, take advantage of it. It is so fun.
True.
I know, Brooke's like, yes, preach.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm a big fan of getting outside of your comfort zone. And
yes.
Speaking of getting outside of your comfort zone, have you guys ever heard of FabFitFun? It is a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. The box that Danielle and I received for this season is seriously the best. because it has a variety of amazing quality brands like Tarte or Anthropology, Free People. Show Me Your Moomoos in there sometimes. It's just the beginning of it. So don't miss out. They sell out fast. It's also really like a good for the summer because I remember one time I got like a workout, like a subscription to like a workout service on my like FabFitFun. Oh, so like, really, yeah, cool. Like an at-home workout and like resistance bands. So like they always have those. Like, yeah. So it's getting like, it gives you like things to do or like a face mask. Like it's very like on brand for like the sun, like just good. Good summer vibes.
Good summer vibes.
I'm excited for my summer box, actually. That'll be fun.
I know. There's going to be some good stuff in it. Maybe like a beach bag. Who knows what we're going to get.
So definitely check it out. Go to fabfitfun.com and use the code GALS10 so you can save $10 on your first box. That makes it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun and use the code GALS10. Treat yourself. It's summer and... It also, like, getting new, I know this is so materialistic, but, like, getting new items kind of gets me, like, motivated to do things. So, like, it's just, like, getting new workout clothes gets you motivated to work out. It's, like, getting, you know, workout equipment obviously is going to motivate you to work out. Or, like, I've gotten, like, cute, like, little towels and stuff, which I'm, like, okay, now I have to go use this towel and, like, sit outside and, like, get some color. Like, yeah, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I just got a towel and I just got a towel lately gifted from someone. I don't remember where it was from. And I was like, I just want to like go like,
now you want to go use it, right? It's like if you get like a little, do you ever get like, not like a kimono, but like one of those like cover up thingies. It's like, now I want to go to the beach. Yeah, or like a beach hat makes you want to go to the beach. Yeah.
I can agree. Or like a cute cup, like a to-go cup. Oh, I want to go like,
I don't know. Now I want to like drink a coffee.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, there's just nothing else.
No, it's so true. So love that.
I know. I think in general, just like summer is for working on yourself and just feeling good. Like, that's my goal for this summer. Is just, I don't know, summer is just such a good time to focus on yourself because you're not at school, you're not at work yet, mm-hmm. and you're just, I don't know, you just have, and you can have so much time to be around your family and just kind of, like, fuel your soul. Like, if it weren't for summer, like, when you're in school at least, like, I don't know, I just think it's so important. Mm-hmm. And to just really, like, soak it all up, soak up the sunshine, get that tan, like, I'm just so excited.
I love using summer to learn new things.
I know.
Like, I think it's cool to, like, make a list, too, to keep yourself accountable of this. Because it's so... I always have these conversations with my friends where I'm like, oh, it'd be really cool to, like... Even... this is, like, a stretch, obviously. But, like, I wish I was able to sing. Or, like, something... Like, I wish I could dance. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, little, like, things that pop up in my day-to-day. It's like, you wish you could do that. It's like, honestly, if you put your time and dedication to it, you will probably teach yourself to do it by the time. Like,
oh, for sure.
I wish I could... For me, a big thing always, you're really good about editing pictures. Like, I never really fully learned how to use Lightroom.
Oh, yeah.
So I really want to, yeah. So I want, like, that's on my list.
Yeah, that's something easy to do. I'm trying to think. There's definitely been things I wanted to try over the summer. I really want to learn how to drive our boat. Because, like, I want to be able to.
That's cool. Do you need a boater's license for that?
I think after a certain age, you don't.
Because actually. You have a driver's license, so you're...
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how, and Freddie needs
that's to a really me. Cool... You should definitely get on that.
I know, like, a little sibling thing. I'm saying so many Florida things today.
I want to learn... I have enough... This is, like, in my, like, life lift. I want to learn how to drive stick shift. That's...
Oh, that was on my list at one
I'm
time.
Terrified, but...
I just don't get it, why people... I know it's, like, thrilling or whatever, but it would stress me out. I want to know how,
for every sure. time I get, like, an Uber or Lyft and it's a... stick shift, I'm like, why wouldn't you? I don't understand why you wouldn't just get the regular version of the car, but maybe that's I know that sounds so stupid, but I literally don't understand.
No, I know. I know people that just enjoy driving stick shift. A lot of guys like it.
Yeah, because it's more
not
like
to generalize, thrilling. But they do enjoy it. And like,
I see that.
I understand it's like a sports car and you're like vroom, 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 like, and I think that could be really fun. I want to bike ride a lot more this summer. My mom's really into it. So it's always helpful because, like, my mom... I know both of our moms kind of inspire us, I feel like. Like, your mom inspires you to eat healthy. Like, I feel like you
it's
guys
so
eat healthy
true.
Together a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because she'll be like, I'm going to cook us dinner. Like, and it's definitely easier for me when someone else cooks for me, obviously.
I cannot wait to be cooked for again.
Yeah. But then I motivate her, I guess, in the sense of being like, I will eat healthy with you versus, like, my dad and my brother who are like... not on that vibe. Yeah.
No, I know.
Your mom is so healthy.
My mom is so healthy. But the way I motivate her, she's not, since she's a yoga teacher, she doesn't do a lot of cardio. Mm. So we found this class, this place in Tampa called Camp Tampa. And it's called like a cycle yoga class. So the first 30 minutes is cycle and the second 30 minutes is yoga. So we kind of like have this balance. Like, I love the cycling. She does the yoga. And we like do it for each other. So it's like a really good way to challenge each other and just... It's always nice to hang out with your friends from high school. I know not everyone loved their friends from high school, but Brooke and I definitely did. So it's always nice to, like, catch up with them.
It's so funny because, like, I love my friends, but, like, everybody outside of my friend group, like, I literally don't care. Like, yeah. That's why I don't really care to go... this is just me going, like, a little rant here. Like, people go out. Like, they'll go...
Yeah,
like to like local places and stuff, especially now that I'm 21, like people go out of my town and stuff, and I just like literally don't care to go because I only care about the presence of like the people that I really love being around though. But yeah. That's why I value my time with them so much. And we're, oh my God, I didn't even mention this in our summer plans episode. I'm going on a trip with them.
Where are you going?
Montauk. It's just like out east.
Oh, I've seen that on Instagram. Yeah.
We're just for like 2 days, but that's with my like best guy friends and girlfriends from high school. So
that's so beautiful there.
And it's just like, that's like my one last like hurrah before.
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing that.
I know. I didn't even mention that. Yeah. It's only like a 2 day, like a little, actually those 2 days that you might be visiting me, actually, I'm going to Montauk. So that's not going to work. We're talking through this.
You mean before or after Greece?
Before.
Oh, okay. Then that's fine. It's chill.
It's chill.
It's chill. I'll just meet you at JFK before we go to Greece. What was that for? I'll just meet you at JFK.
Yeah. That was a really inexpensive trip. Like, so, I mean, we're staying in like one hotel room, like the whole gang, but it's like.
Really?
Right on the beach.
Guys and girls?
Maybe the guys have a room because it would just be too many. It might be an Airbnb or something. All I know is that I Venmo'd someone.
You didn't have to do it.
I Venmo'd someone like $70 for 2 nights. And
oh, love that.
Yeah. So I think like planning like little inexpensive trips, like we're literally driving out there. Like yeah. It doesn't have to be, your quote unquote travels don't have to be too expensive. Road trips are so easy to plan. And just literally, like we said, like getting it on the calendar and just being like, we're doing this, are you in? Venmo me if you're in. Like, yeah. And I mean,
I'm sure those will pop up over the summer.
It's just, it's nice, it's fun, like little quick things like that. And doing it obviously like on a budget is definitely another like really nice way, and just making memories. Obviously you don't have to travel to make memories, but it's like, I know I'll remember that trip forever.
Oh,
you, because it will be like
just me happy. Yeah, sunset. Oh,
and like that. Like my favorite people, so very excited about that.
Yeah, I think my mom and I actually might drive down to Miami at one point. I'm sure I'll end up in Orlando.
That's fun.
Yeah, now I'm like getting so inspired. Did you ever used to, because I know you're into Tumblr, when I was younger, I would make like bucket lists for every summer.
Me too.
And like make it all Tumblr and like.
Oh, mine were so stupid though. I'd be like, make out with a boy at the top of a Ferris wheel. Like, what the? What
mine
am I?
Were
literally,
so
what?
Tumblr. It was like, get a henna tattoo.
Yeah.
Do a
yeah.
picnic at sunset.
Oh my god.
Twinkle lights in my room.
When I went on spring break to Clearwater Beach that senior year of high school, we got henna tattoos, and my friends hated theirs so much, we literally got home immediately and they scrubbed them off.
Really?
I thought mine was cool, though.
What did
like,
you get?
Into it. I got like a turtle, I think. Something stupid. Yeah. I have a picture on my Instagram for sure.
Oh my
Let
god.
Me find it. That's
I
funny.
Used to, because I met up with them at Clearwater Beach that week, and for like 2 years, every couple weeks, I'd go to the same henna tattoo artist on the beach and get an infinity sign tattooed on my wrist.
Okay, you know, a turtle's cooler than an infinity sign.
Yeah, infinity sign is so dang basic. And at one point, I was like, I want to get a real tattoo of the infinity.
That's so funny.
I'm so glad I didn't, because I would hate it now. Like,
I'm
what
trying
you,
to find
like,
it.
Like, it was just Tumblr.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, like some people. Oh, she got a seahorse. That's why she scrubbed it off. That one was pretty cool. Friend got just like decoration on her hand.
Oh, that
you know
is
what
really
I mean?
Pretty.
And
I'm
then she got an elephant. I got a turtle, but it was cute. It was like little.
I think hennas are really fun and summery.
Oh my gosh, this picture. That is so funny.
What if, is there one of you and me at the beach?
Or? No, just like now I'm like looking back through. Like,
I know.
Oh,
I stalked myself on Instagram the other day. It was really fun. I was like, wow, times have changed.
That is fun.
I also want to try new recipes this summer.
Get better at cooking. That's my list.
Yeah.
It is.
But
yeah.
Like, be more specific in the sense that like I learn how to make things that I can make over the school year. I think I'm going to do HelloFresh a lot more next semester with, because I know you do it with your roommates. Like me and Delaney really, really want to do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that'll be good.
I think I want to just like literally sharpen my cook, literally sharpen my knife
sharpen.
Skills.
Oh my gosh.
Sharpen my cooking skills. I need to, because I know that once I get in the routine of like having work, like you said, I'm going to try to like shadow my mom a lot more in the kitchen, because she's like really good at cooking, and I need to learn. I need to, this is going to sound so annoying, and like obviously I know how to do laundry and like a lot of basic tasks, but since I will be truly living by myself, I need to like get better at more like cleaning skills, things like that. Like I want to literally have my mom be like, this is how you know.
I know, I've learned a lot living on my own.
Yeah,
I'm still not that good at it,
obviously. Like my room is super tidy, and I know how to clean, and I know how to clean my toilet, like it's just stupid things like that, but just like running the house truly by
like
myself, I want to
just like random stuff like that.
Yeah, I do want to learn a bunch of that, even in the 2 weeks that I'm home.
Something else that you guys can do over the summer is download the app Drop. It's a free app that is giving out cash rewards to over 3 million members for the shopping that you guys do every day. So all you have to do is link your debit and credit cards when you sign up, select the stores you shop with the most, and you earn points each time you spend there. So, aka, I'm going to do that because I shop a lot over the summer. Oh, yeah. You can redeem points for gift cards to places like Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, and many more, aka my top shopped stores. Drop is incredibly easy to use. It works in the background to recognize when you make transactions at your selected stores and rewards you for those purchases. The experience is personalized, so you can earn and redeem for brands that are entirely relevant to you and your preferences. I like it because unlike most reward programs, you're able to earn across a number of brands, which is really cool. So you're going to accumulate points very quickly if you're anything like me. So for a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play, you can sign up for Drop using the code GALS, and you'll receive a $10 Starbucks gift card right away, aka some coffee for you while you shop. So just make sure to link your debit credit card to the app when you sign up to redeem your reward. And once you get the app, remember to use the code GALS for a free $10 Starbucks gift card.
Woohoo!
I think that's pretty great.
We're literally giving you a free gift
card. I'm going to be using this over the summer. I don't, because we don't really have like a mall here in Athens, but I love my mall.
Oh,
in Tampa.
It's a really great mall.
It's so nice. Like, I just love to walk around, and all the restaurants there are so good. Oh my gosh. I just want to go to, I want to go to Bazile right now.
What is that? What kind of food?
It's the Nordstrom restaurant, and they have these fries with this aioli sauce.
I'm so hungry. I'm just sitting here. Ate those breakfast sandwiches, and I'm already hungry again.
Well, it's lit 3 o'clock. That was breakfast. Lunchtime. Yeah. Crazy.
We've had ourselves a day. We're having a day.
I'm just really excited for summer. It's gonna be so much fun. I was trying to remember if it was last summer or the summer before that I posted almost every day. Kind of psycho.
I remember when you did that. Yeah.
I can't remember that was, but I'm kind of down for that or something like that.
It probably just makes you feel so like good. Your channel probably grew so much.
I don't think Brooke and I just spoke English.
Yeah, we're like in our own like communication skills.
I'm also excited to really work on the podcast over the summer too, and we're trying to still work on merch. We hear you.
We're trying to figure out the best method for going about that because we don't want it to be like a short-term thing. We want it to like have longevity with whatever like provider we use for the merch. So that's why we're really taking our time with that. But thanks for your patience.
So, should we get into some questions from the listeners?
Yeah.
So, the first question says, do either of you like matcha?
That's a really good question, actually. Mm-hmm. I've never tried it from, like, a Starbucks or somewhere. So, honestly, when I've made it at home, I've found it's fair at best, but I've never tried it the proper way. So, I don't know. Mixed, I would say.
Yeah. I tried, like, the Vital Proteins matcha at their pop-up in New York, and it was pretty good. I really like the idea of how it gives you, like, natural energy and it's not, like, caffeine necessarily. And then I tried, like, the matcha lemonade or something at Starbucks. It was bearable. But it's not like, oh, my God, matcha. Like, take me to Cha-Cha Matcha.
You know who's really into matcha is Tori Sterling, our friend.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
I remember she would talk about it because caffeine, honestly, I've had it happen to me recently. It makes me feel anxious sometimes.
I've been having issues lately, too. I think once we go home for the summer, like, we won't be needing it as much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not bringing my Keurig home or my Nespresso, and all we have is a coffee pot. So I don't like doing that as much. So I won't drink as much coffee.
I do still drink a good bit at home, but I rely less on it though. It's not like, oh,
exactly.
I'm
that's
good.
What I mean. Like, I'm still going to drink it almost every
also
day.
Also in the summer, it's not, you don't need it as much because it's like bright outside naturally. You know what I mean? Like it's always so sunny and
the
stuff.
Days
I feel
are
like,
long and you can nap and just lay by the pool. I'm going to be drinking more, like, fruity things rather than, I don't know, like, smoothies and stuff.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I can't believe that I'm going to, like, be starting work. I'm going to need caffeine for that.
Yeah, you will need caffeine for that.
I wonder what, like, my coffee routine will be for work.
I wonder if there's, like, a coffee room. Like,
a break room. I don't know what the office looks like because I haven't toured it, obviously, so.
It'll probably be really cool. Next question. Thoughts on swearing?
Oh, this is a really good question.
I never cursed ever in high school, really. Maybe, like, senior year. Like, it not because I, like, didn't believe in it. It just sounded weird coming out of my mouth, and I'd say a bad word, and everyone, like, looked at me. But I can't lie. I say some profanity every now and then in college. Like, it just feels good. It helps you let off steam. Like, my mom says it's okay, so.
Mine's, like, every other word. I'm, like, really bad.
No, I'm really bad.
It's like that with, like, my mom has, like, a sailor's mouth.
A sailor's mouth. I mean, we're 20 and 22 year olds.
I will say that, like, even in my, I can pull it together, though, for a video, for an interview. But sometimes the people that are interviewing me, like, have sworn in interviews, and I'm like, really? So I guess, like, I just feel like it's, I don't know if it's a culture shift or maybe like culture of different companies.
It is a culture shift. It's getting more casual in general.
I think it is too, because I remember it used to be like, it would be such a sign of like, not lack of intelligence, but it would be more like, you sound like an idiot. But now it's, I don't know, it just like slips into my everyday jargon, which
is
really bad. Yeah.
And living in a college town.
Oh, you don't even think anything of it.
You don't think anything of it. But the other day, where were we? We were at
a restaurant.
We were at Panera. Yeah. And there's people next to us with kids. Mm-hmm. And we were just saying.
Yeah, I know it's bad. And then you realize that there's families around you and stuff. But yeah. Versus when you're on campus or anywhere near campus, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah.
Even in class, if you say it, you're fine. Like in high school, because my school was like pre-K to 12th grade, like I just didn't say anything. But now it just feels good. To say some words. Yeah. Not, like, about people. It's just,
I just
like,
don't think anything
like,
of it. I'm not, like, I would, I would never be, like, I use them almost as, like, adjectives at this point.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's just, like, I don't know. I think it's just, like, I'm sure all of you guys could agree. So, I'm not against it.
I wonder if people are still anti-swearing. Like, that's
anti.
Genuinely. No, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know.
If people are genuinely still, like.
I definitely was at one point in my life. Like, I was just,
no,
like,
no, I'm curious. Maybe we'll do a little GOTG discussion.
Yeah, a little poll. A little TK's juice poll.
Ooh, missed a girl.
Favorite self-tanner?
I'm on the loving tan grind. I love it.
Loving tan. I'd have to say self-tanner. I love the Jergens mousse. I love it. It's just for me. I've tried loving tan.
Nice
just...
and affordable. I do loving tan, 2 Hour Express dark. And I put it on my face too. But then the Isle of Paradise drops are really good.
Yes. I'm so into that. Let's see. Danielle, what do you enjoy to eat at Nobu? Sushi. Have you ever been to Nobu?
No. Nobu.
It's definitely a cool vibe. Like, celebrities really do go there.
Really? Did you go to the one in Malibu? Didn't you say you saw someone there?
Scott Disick held the door open for me. Iconic.
That's a pretty big celebrity encounter, I would say.
Yeah.
They just opened a new, like, sushi-ish restaurant here called Chuck's Fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
I'm very interested to try it.
It looks so cute. They have, like, outdoor seating, and it's crazy because it used to be this, like, really weird store, and now they really renovated it. I want to go before I go back home. I don't really know. Someone said, have you cried yet about graduating? And Danielle, have you?
I was driving the other day and I did cry. I was listening to old Taylor Swift because you got me on the gang.
Oh, I'm so happy. It really makes you think about it all.
I was listening to You're Not Sorry. Uh-huh. Oh, that song gets me in my feels every time. I don't know why. It's just like my like trigger song for crying. I was doing it to myself though. Like I was like totally inducing it with the music and like the windows down. I was just like, in like 1 week, I'm not going to be able to do this. So it was just like weird. Have you cried?
I haven't cried. I'm kidding.
I don't expect you to cry.
No, I know. I was like, I haven't like cried, but I got emotional at our last date night. I remember I was like, bro.
It's weird because like the thing about our friendship that's different than every other friendship that I have in college is that I was friends with you before college.
Yeah, and we will be friends after because we're business partners.
We're
like, I'm just not worried. Like, I'm going to be more, like, it's going to be harder for you to say goodbye to, like, your friends that you live with now.
But I know that I'll still see you, and I know that, because I know that you're willing to travel, and I'm willing to travel
like,
with
you.
We
have the means. We're thankful to
exactly. Yeah, we have the means to versus my other friends. I don't, like, I truthfully don't know when I'll see Maddie again because we're both going to be working 9 to 5s, and she'll be, you know, in freaking Augusta, Georgia, and I'll be, you
I
know
like
what I mean?
Do Atlanta meetups, like, not Atlanta meetups, but like, you'll, like, I feel like you'll
come
be coming
to,
like, you'll be coming to Atlanta, if anything.
No,
you
you're right.
All, like,
buddy up.
A lot of you will be living in Atlanta, I feel like. Not you, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I
friends.
Think we're planning to come for the Notre Dame game.
Oh, really?
I haven't booked, obviously, because I don't know how the days off works with work, if I tell them in advance and stuff, so I'm going to hold off on booking, but I'm planning. Yes.
I love that. Oh my god, yay. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. Well, you'll be here for all game days, right?
I will be here for all game days. If it's a home game, I am here.
Going to away games is fun, though.
I know. I went to the LSU one. Well, I didn't actually go to the game.
Yeah, but when you're a junior, you start going. You should go to the Florida game and get a ticket for it. It's really fun.
I know. I didn't do that the last 2 years.
You should go.
I probably will this year. I'm more into it this year, probably. What would you tell your high school self?
That the grind is all worth it. Like, stay involved, stay motivated, stay focused. Because now, like, as I'm, like, completing it all, I'm like, it was so worth it. Like, it was so worth the studying or the hard work or being a quote-unquote try-hard. Like, there were so many times when I was like, oh my god, I'm such a try-hard right now. But who cares?
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
There are so many moments where you get so stressed, but it's so worth it because we got into UGA and it really defines you as a person. And to stay confident in yourself, because when you get to college, you realize how stupid people were in high school. Not stupid,
that's
but like,
so true. Or you realize, like, the people that come out of the woodworks now and, like, show interest in you, it's like, well, I guess you had, like, a pretty supportive high school environment, but I've experienced that.
No, I
like,
know. No, but
okay.
They still were.
Okay.
I was like, oh, hey. Like, people be like, hey, I don't know if you remember when we went to high school together. I was like, yeah, I do remember you. Like,
yeah.
Like, not like Taylor Swift or anything.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like,
T-Swift
wow.
Grind.
Yeah, well, I think that's good for the questions, don't you think?
Yeah. Thank you guys for supporting us, supporting the pod. We love
yes.
you all.
I hope you guys are all having a good summer if you already started.
Oh.
I know. It's kind of
crazy. Oh, my gosh. It's summer.
Summer.
Well, that's the difference between the North and the South is you guys go in summer so soon. My brother has school until end of June. End of June.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry. I take that back.
No, but that's a Northern thing, though. But then we don't start until September, so.
Oh, true. Yeah, we start very, very early.
Isn't that so weird? That's a Northern stuff. Because the first summer that I came to college, I had, like, no summer.
Yes, I remember mm-hmm. Daily told me that. She's like, I think I had, like, 3 weeks, it felt like.
It felt like, because you're packing and
yeah,
stuff, and you don't realize how much time it takes.
And then if you come early for recruitment, it's just like a whole other thing. It's just a time and a half.
Oh, are you excited?
I am very excited. I wish we could have done an episode about recruitment and giving tips. People always ask.
You can do it.
We can still
do
one.
Yeah.
I could do one. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. So we hope you guys enjoyed those tips. Now we just wanted to talk a little bit about The Bachelorette because I decided to actually watch this season and Brooke is the pro live tweeter. My gosh. Like, I had to look away from my phone though because I was watching it a little delayed and I was getting your tweets and I was like, because I get your notifications.
No.
It was funny.
I'm sorry.
Who's your favorite?
Oh my gosh. I'm a big fan of what is his name?
You liked Connor S, right?
Yeah, I'm confirming that it was the S. Yeah, Connor S.
It was S.
Oh my gosh. He's just like, okay, I'm not going to lie. He's like the most like typical like frat looking guy like ever. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, someone tweeted like he's definitely been on the lacrosse team or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. I just think he's so cute. And he's 6'6", so that's obviously like a plus.
6'6"?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is very tall.
and he gave her like a smooch and he, at the end, or this is a spoiler.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did and he was like, yeah, like it was like sealed with a kiss. I was like, ah, I don't know. I just think he's funny. Like,
I know. No, he is cute and he's more chill. I like Garrett a lot. He's also from Alabama. He's from Birmingham. I just thought his intro, I like any guys that don't do weird things sometimes.
Agree.
Like, I thought it was cool. He was just like, hey, I'm Garrett. I'm also from Alabama. Like, can't wait to get, I don't know. I just thought he was cute. And then I also, at first I didn't like Luke, but then I do like Luke. But he also didn't give her his jacket. She said she was cold twice, bro.
Yeah, definitely could. Some of them have, like, big egos, I could just tell. I felt like Luke kind of was one of, is he the one that found
sure.
God? Was that his storyline?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like he was, like, a lot. He was like, I know I'm a handsome guy. I was like, okay, dude, chill.
Oh, but I didn't hear him say that. At first, I didn't think I'd like him, but then I loved how he went and, like, asked her if she was okay. Like, a girl runs out, and, like, I know she said she needed a minute alone, but then a minute alone. And then, but, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a gentleman thing to do to go make sure she's okay. And then their kiss just looked like it was really sparks flying.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I would agree
And
with
he's
that.
From right outside of Atlanta. Like, he's from Gainesville, which is kind of close to Athens, like 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I know. He's very Georgia vibes, so I have yeah. to support, right?
Yeah, you have to support. Who else? I cannot believe she kept John Paul Jones. Like, why?
Over Andrew McDonald, the one who has two deaf parents. That was like that storyline. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so cute.
I know. And I can only imagine living in a household with two deaf parents and a deaf older brother. Like, that is so much silence. That's crazy.
It actually is crazy. He's probably been through so much. And his family used to watch The Bachelorette. Did you hear that bit? It was so sweet.
Yes. I just don't know why she didn't keep him.
I know. There was definitely some other one she could have given the boot to keep that guy around for at least a few weeks.
And the other pilot. The poor other pilot who got
overshadowed
by the uniform. I was so sad. dad.
He was cute. I will say, I think they gave her a good crop of guys, though. Like, I think they did a really good job for her.
Oh, yeah. They seem like good guys, not too many meatheads, like, annoying guys. Like, the one that had the girlfriend, I didn't even like him anyway, so it was
Oh, my God. He gave me the creeps. I got the creeps.
Yeah, I don't know why she cared so much. Like, why she was crying. I was like, did they tell her to cry? Because if I were her, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, yeah, okay, leave. Bye.
At first, she didn't tell him to leave. And I was like, is she about to, like, she better tell him to leave. So she did. She followed through. I'm glad that she at least, like, I honestly judged her so much before the season. I was like, I don't really like her that much. But, like always, I changed my mind. Really like her.
Yeah. And I also thought it was funny how her friends got to be in the van and, like, watch. Because I would want to hear my friends' opinions, too.
It was so funny. Yeah, and I like Demi a lot, too, so I think that they should keep her in, you know what I mean? Like, her opinion is so funny.
Yeah, it is. It is really funny. Also, what was I going to say? I don't know. Who is your favorite, like, entrance thing that they did?
I mean, I like how Connor did the fence jump thing just because it's funny and, like, on brand of, funny. And then the one guy came in on the trailer that was cute. Oh, the one guy gave her a like, it wasn't her intro, but the bachelorette party in, like, the courtyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah, I know.
I thought it was, I'm not saying I liked this, but I thought it was funny how the guy brought the baby thing in there.
Oh, that was funny. That was so funny. I don't know. I like how they were probably, I would say that they were more subtle this year, which I appreciated.
I like more subtle. They get so awkward, and you can tell that she felt awkward sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Luke the one that stood on top of the car and did the, like, rah?
I hated that. That's why I didn't like him at first. Yeah, the beast mode thing. I guess that's her thing, but it was just too much for me.
I actually do really respect how she was like, I'm not going to be like the other bachelorettes. Like, I'm going to stutter. I'm going to make mistakes. Like, whatever. I was like, you know what? I really like this girl. I think we're in for a good season.
Well, when she asked if he wanted to accept the rose, she stuttered. She was like, will you accept this? Like, she didn't know what to say because she had never said it before.
Yeah, to no, Luke. She's going to be very real, which I definitely am here for.
Yeah, no, I think she's cool. And I can't believe she's literally from Tuscaloosa. Like, I didn't realize she was literally from where Bama is.
Yeah, and the weirdest thing is that she's only, like, a few years older than us, so.
24, yeah.
I know. Crazy. I'm, like, at that age where, like, I could find the Bachelor people cute, and it's, like, not only acceptable to find them cute, but, like, I could, they're in, like, dating age range.
I know. That's weird. Who would have thunk? That's crazy, actually.
I don't know. I've made it, so I think it's so funny. So, yeah, I like sharing my opinion on The Bachelor. Nothing really too groundbreaking this episode, but I just feel like we're in for a good season.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to watch. I feel like every now and then I might not be able to, and you might not be able to because of traveling, but we'll always catch up.
Yeah, for sure. And it's on Hulu, so we love Hulu.
Oh, I forgot, and I have Hulu now.
Yeah, big Hulu gal. All right, well, I guess that's going to conclude this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes, this is so fun. I hope the quality was good enough for you guys. We're still working on the kinks, so give us any feedback that you guys have. And make sure to rate and review us and subscribe so you get our episodes every Wednesday.
We love you guys so, so much.
See you guys later. Bye.